So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf taught that the source for Kedusha Kesef is from the pasuk regarding Amma Avriya, a Jewish maidservant, which states, V'yatzachinim in Kesef. When she becomes 12 years old and develops simanim, signs of maturity, she is released without reimbursement. The words in Kesef being redundant teach, in Kesef la'adin zeh, v'yesh Kesef la'adin achar. Umanoi Avriya, that only her master does not receive Kesef for her yitziah, her release from his jurisdiction. However, her father does receive kesef at her yitziyah from his jurisdiction when he accepts her kedushin. The Gemara now questions that the words ein kesef are not redundant, as the Braisa states that the words v'yatzachinam are needed to teach eli yimei bagris. An amma avriya becomes free when she completely matures at the age of 12 years and 6 months, and the words ein kesef are needed to teach eli yimei nairis. She becomes free even at the age of 12 years when she exhibits simanim, signs of maturity. The Gemara answers, Imkein lemikra ein kasef, my ein kasef. The word ein is redundant, as the pasuk could have stated ein without the letter yud, as it states elsewhere, me ein bilam and me ein yivmi. V'hachik siv be yud, shma menol ledrasha hudasa. And since here the pasuk does state ein with the letter yud, it is superfluous to teach ein kasef la din zeh abayesh kasef la din acher. The Gemara now elaborates on the drasha, v'yatzachinim eli mei bagris, in kasev eli mei nairis. And the Gemara asks, v'lichtav rachmana nairis v'leboye bagris, why does the pasuk v'yatzachinim need to teach that an amma avriya is freed when she becomes a bagaris at 12 years and 6 months? After all, the pasuk in kasev teaches that she was already freed when she became a naira at age 12. The Gemara offers 3 explanations. Rabba said, bozeh v'limet alzeh. One explains the other, as Rashi explains. If the Torah had written only one phrase, we would think that she's freed only at Bagris, not at Nairis. Therefore, we need the second phrase to teach that she is freed at Nairis. Abaya says, Le'nitzucha el labagr de ilanus. The pasuk of Yatzachinim is needed to teach that an ilanus becomes free when she becomes a begeris at age 20, even though she did not yet become a naira because she has no simanim. Ravashi says, Le'nitzucha el ikr zvina de ilanus. The pasuk of Yatzachinim is needed to teach that an ilanus can be sold as an amma avriya. Without the pasuk, we would have assumed the asya simoni nairis have a zvina. To lay asya simoni nairis, lay have a zvina zvina. A girl can initially be sold as an amma avriya only if she will eventually become a naira because the pasuk states, ein kasef. However, an ilanus cannot initially be sold because she will not become a naira. Therefore, the pasuk states of Yatzachinim that even she can be sold. The Gemara now cites a braisa which teaches a second source for Kedusha Kesef, the Gzeres Shavah mentioned on Daf Beis. Kiche kiche miste Ephron. The pasuk regarding Kedushin states, Ki yikach ish isha uba Allah, and the pasuk regarding Ste Ephron states, Nasati kesef asad kach mimeni. Just as there the kiche was with Kesef, so to here the kiche is with Kesef. And this accomplishes Kedushin since the pasuk concludes, V'im le simtzachim be'enav, v'chasav la sev increases, she requires a get. The Gemara explains, V'itzuch l'michtav yatzachinam, V'itzuch l'michtav kiyikach ish. Both drushes for Kedusha Kesef are necessary. Because the pasuk kiyikach ish isha alone implies that Kedushin deyov la'bal deydahava. She receives the money and not her father, even when she is only a ketana or a naira. Therefore, we need the pasuk v'yatzachinam to teach, Ein kasev la'din zeh v'yesh kasev la'din achar. Her father receives the money, since Kedushin is a yitziah from his jurisdiction. And the pasuk v'yatzachinam alone implies, if a woman gives money to a man and tells him his kachi li, the kedushin is effective, as Rashi explains. Kiven dash mi inon di kesef aver ishes mali kesef di day mali kesef di da. The pasuk of Yatzachinim only teaches that kesef accomplishes kedushin, but does not indicate who gives the money. And we might think that there is no difference in who gave the money. Therefore, we need the pasuk yikach ish v'loy kisikach. Only a man can give a woman kedushin, but a woman cannot give a man kedushin. The Gemara says that although kedusha kesef can be derived through a kal v'chomer, uma amar avriya she'ena niknes bebiya niknes bekesef, a maidservant is kill, lenient, in that she is not acquired by her master through biya. And even though she is acquired with kesef, so zusha niknes bebiya ena din she'tikne bekesef, certainly a wife who is chomer in that she is acquired by her husband through biya is also acquired with kesef. However, that this kal v'chomer can be refuted. A maidservant can be acquired with kesef because she is chamer, stringent, and that she also becomes free with kesef. But a wife cannot be acquired through kesef because she is kil and that she is not divorced with kesef. The Gemara cites a braisa which proceeds to teach the source that bia can accomplish kedushin from the pasuk mentioned earlier, ki yikach ish isha uba'ala. Malamish niknis bebia. The word uba'ala refers to bia. The Gemara says that although kedusha bia can be derived through a kavochaimer, uma yavama she'ein niknis bekesem niknis bebia. Yavama is killed and that she is not acquired by the yavam with kesef. And even so, she is acquired through bia. Zusha niknis bekesef ain't a din she niknis bebia. Certainly a wife who is chamarin that she is acquired by her husband through kesef is also acquired through bia. The Gemara explains, however, there is a pircha to the kavochaimer, in that mali yavama she'ein zekuka ve'medes. Taimer bezu she'ein zekuka ve'medes. A Yavam is acquired through Bia only because she is already bound to the Yavam through his deceased brother's Kiddushin. But a wife cannot initially be acquired through Bia because she is not yet bound to her husband.